Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. We love Harbin Lumber. We love everything about Harbin Lumber. As a customer, I know that everything was delivered on time and on budget, and it was awesome. And I got to tell you, my interior products, all of my cabinets look great. My hardware looks great. My interior doors, my exterior doors, it was all great. We are thinking about doing some more stuff to our home. And my first phone call will be to Randy and Wes and the good folks and say, hey, can we do this? Can we do that? I'll do that. You're going to love it when you deal with them. If you're an upset builder, remodeler, handyman, if you've not used them in the past, give them a small job. Let them earn your business. It's 1917. They've been doing that. It's our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Full service lumber yard. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. To our guest lines, Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com, joins us. Good morning, Tony. Thanks for calling. Thanks for joining this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Well, good, because for the first 5 hours of the show this week, I've talked about Clemson's ills, and I don't want to pick on South Carolina, but at least I get to talk about something else. Hey, let's begin about a positive. Lenore Sellers in the pocket looked very comfortable, for the most part, except the sacks. But the deep balls, you had Jacobs and Rowe and Harbin and Brown, like some wide receivers kind of step up. The passing game itself outside the sacks, delivering the ball accurately, the deep ball accurately, it looks like that there was a step forward in the passing game on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was probably his best passing performance of the year, especially, like you said, on down-the-field throws. You know, he threw some beautiful passes. In some cases, to receivers who were not exactly wide open, you know, maybe had a step on a defender, but he threw the ball exactly where it needed to be for the receiver to have a chance to make plays, and you know, Jacobs and Rowe in particular, made those plays when they got the opportunities. And, you know, it really, those plays kept South Carolina in the game. And, you know, it's certainly a promising development because, you know, he hasn't always thrown the ball as accurately as we saw from him, especially in the second half of last season, which is what you thought would translate to this year, but it hasn't happened to this point until Saturday night. But he really, when he had a little bit of time and was able to scan the field, he threw some great passes. He did have a couple of misses too. You know, he had Mazio Bennett wide open for what would have been an easy touchdown and just led him too far and didn't put enough air underneath the ball. And then, as you mentioned, the sacks and some of the decisions that I think he would love to have a chance to do over, that really hurt the team, particularly their first and goal at the two, and they call a pass play and instead of just putting the ball out of the back of the end zone with no one open, he takes a 21-yard loss, and those are the kind of plays that you just can't make and expect to win on the road in the SEC, or even at home for that matter, against good teams. You know, you can't make plays like that. And I thought that he backpedaled a little bit too much when pressure came, and part of that could obviously be, it could go back to what happened against Vanderbilt the week before and him protecting himself. And when he did run, it's like he was trying to get to the sidelines as quickly as possible, which obviously limits the amount of yards you can pick up. So I would say a mixed bag, but like you said, on the positive side of things, he did throw the ball pretty well for the most part.
I want to get back to him in a second. Let's talk about the rest of the running game, though. We're four games in right now, and the running game has just not really been there. Faison, you're leading rush at 140 yards, but and Fuller showed a little bit of signs, but, I mean, it's hard. And I know there's a lot of sack yards in there, but it's just hard to have 22 carries, first of all, is an issue, and then minus 9 rushing yards and no rushing touchdowns and some – just had a hard time on first down, had a hard time on third down. I'll ask you about where the running game is right now, maybe what are some potential fixes in the running game.
Well, it all starts with the offensive line. You know, nothing is going to get better until the offensive line begins to block better. And, they've got Kentucky this week, and they've got a bye week, and I think they need to spend these next 3 weeks doing everything they can to improve up front and to become more physical, to become a group that can actually open holes for the running backs. Because, you know, what Missouri did is in the zone read, their edges stayed home every time South Carolina called it, and they basically forced Sellers to hand the ball off because they have no respect for South Carolina's offensive line and their ability to open holes for the running backs, and they weren't scared of what the running backs could do as a result. And so, it's not going to change until that offensive line blocks better. And, you know, and they really have not shown any signs of being able to do it with any consistency. They can do it a play here, a play there, but they just have so many breakdowns. And like you said, struggling on first down, especially running the ball. They lived in second and long all night long. And by contrast, Missouri lived in second and four, second and three. And it just makes such a huge difference for your play caller, for your team, for everything when you're in second short versus second long. And, you know, South Carolina was constantly playing from behind the chains, and then you add in all the penalties on top of that, 14 penalties. It's a terrible combination to have 14 penalties and negative rushing yards. It just shows that how completely ineffective the running game was and what an uphill battle they were facing offensively as a result.
I'm looking at Lenore Sellers, and last year, 88 yards rushing against LSU. Now, I was on one carry. He got hurt in that one. But 106 yards rushing against A&M, 166 yards rushing against Clemson. And then you look at this season, and so far, this is the shock. I'm not surprised at 733 yards passing, 64% completion percentage, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick. A little surprised that it hadn't been a little bit better. But, Tony, we are 4 games in, and Lenore Sellers had 17 yards rushing and 1 touchdown on the season. Not a lot of design runs. Is that him? Is that Shula? Is that Beamer? What is the issue of not trying to run him more? I didn't think we'd be 4 games in, the guy to be averaging a half yard a carry and have 17 rushing yards through 4 games.
Yeah, I don't think anyone could have seen that coming. But I think, you know, it goes back to partially what I just talked about, and I think you really can trace it back to the Citrus Bowl last year. Illinois played almost exclusively zone defense, zone coverage against South Carolina in that game. And it took away those plays, like a lot of what, go back to the Clemson game is probably the best example. Clemson played, you know, as far as I know, almost exclusively man coverage in that game. And a lot of time, their guys in the secondary had their back to the quarterback. And when Sellers was able to take off running and escape containment, it created a lot of running lanes, and I think most teams played man against South Carolina last year. And Illinois switched it up. You know, from what I was told, Missouri played about 95% zone coverage on Saturday night. They were not going to let him beat them with his feet. They were going to make him stay in the pocket and show that he could do it with his arm. They feared him a lot less as a passer, and he did make them pay on some plays, but they were able to sack him a number of times. They were able to pressure him a number of times and you know, take him off his spot and put him in situations where, because he was running to the sidelines as quickly as possible, they knew that even if he escaped the first man, he probably wasn't going to do much after that. So, and part of it could be him protecting himself. You know, I don't know. I definitely saw signs of that being the case against Missouri. I haven't really seen it in other games this year other than, you know, the Vandy game when he got hurt, but he's at his best when he is decisive, fearless, running full speed, willing to run through contact, willing to try to make guys miss when needed, just, you know, basically turning into a running back when he runs the football. And we've not seen that from him this year, and part of it is the way teams are defending him. But, you know, part of it could be the way he's choosing to play the game right now. But, you know, for South Carolina's offense to be as dangerous as you know, they want it to be and, you know, what it was at times last year, I think they have to find a way to light that fire underneath Sellers and get him to start playing, you know, much more free and, you know, just being more decisive and more fearless running the ball.
Switching sides of the ball and please correct me if you disagree here, or feel free to disagree here. I thought the huge concern coming out, my number one was Sellers in the run game. But the number two concern coming out was on the defensive side of the ball. I saw South Carolina playing nine in the box. Like, the safeties were 2 yards behind the linebackers. And they loaded the box as hard as they could load it. And I'm thinking, man, they're gonna get burned in the passing game. And Pribble did a little bit of that, not a lot, but nine in the box and still gave up 285 yards on the ground. Am I wrong in thinking that's a major concern? You had to designate that many bodies and still couldn't stop it?
Sure. I mean, I think you do have to give Missouri credit.
Yes.
Because
yes.
They have, you know, they've been able to run the football every year since Drinkwitz was hired, and they've implemented that wide zone, and they know how to block, and even the yards after contact, a lot of times the contact wasn't happening until 4, 5, 6 yards down the field. So they were still having success even before South Carolina missed the tackles. And then you allow, you know, the guys to break those tackles and stay on their feet and get into the open field on a number of plays. It's absolutely a concern. And, you know, we haven't seen a lot of that from South Carolina this year up until that game. And I don't know that they're going to face another team that runs it as physically and just – is willing to stick with the run no matter what, like Missouri is, but it's definitely something they can't afford to repeat. You know, when you sell out to stop the run and you still can't do it, it's obviously not a great sign, but their backs ran hard and they fit exactly what they want to do offensively. And you know, you have to give them credit too, but it's no doubt something South Carolina is working hard on this week in practice to try to correct and not have that happen again this season.
Yeah, I mean, very seldom do you see safeties in the same screen, you know, down the line picture. But man, they were you could count nine. Like, it wasn't an all 22 look. It was interesting look there. And give Missouri credit because they ran the ball they committed to the run. They said, we're still going to run the football. You give them credit there. Good news is you got Kentucky coming to town. Kentucky is not going to be much of a threat. I don't feel like – I feel like this game is more about South Carolina than it is Kentucky and getting things right before, boy, the schedule then gets extremely rough. But talk to me about what's at stake this weekend and maybe concerns or things South Carolina can exploit in the game against Kentucky Saturday night.
Well, they need their offensive line to find some confidence. You know, it's just something's got to give up front. You just can't continue taking the same approach that they've taken so far this season and expect things to be different. You know, they have had some injuries and had some injuries on Saturday night, so we don't know who the starters are going to be just yet. But, you know, they've got to figure some kind of combination out and some kind of change in approach that will give them the opportunity for their running backs to be a factor and, you know, conceivably open some things up for Sellers running the ball as well. You know, Sellers needs to continue throwing the ball the way he did against Missouri and, you know, have some success with the receivers, continue to get them more involved in the passing game. And then, you know, on defense, obviously they have to tackle better. They have to be able to get off the field and give the offense as many opportunities as possible. But this just needs to be a confidence-building game going into the bye week before LSU. You get 2 weeks to really work on the issues that have plagued the team the most this season, try to find a way to show improvement there and go to LSU and put an improved product on the team to build even more confidence, whether they win or lose it, at least play well enough to feel good about yourselves, you know, going into this stretch and find a way to win some of these games at home and have a respectable season and not have it turn into a disastrous losing season. So there's no doubt they're at a crossroads right now. This is a big stretch for Beamer and his staff and the players, and I think a lot of different aspects of the program and the team are going to be tested these next 6 weeks or so. So we'll see how they respond.
After Kentucky, an unopened date, and then buckle up. Five straight ranked teams right now. At number four, LSU. Number seven, Oklahoma and Columbia. 17th, Alabama and Columbia. At 13th, ranked Ole Miss. And at 9th, ranked A&M. Buckle up for all of that. Tell me about thebigspur.com, previewing and reviewing Kentucky, and a lot of great time to subscribe to the now's a good time to subscribe.
Yeah, a lot of great info on the site. Even if it's not all great news, we are trying to give an honest assessment of where South Carolina is right now and where they're trying to go and how they're going to try to get there. And we're going to have full coverage leading up to the Kentucky game this week. It's going to be another night game in Williams-Brice, and certainly hope the team shows up and plays better than they have in the night games so far this year. So, hope we get a good turnout for the fans and have as many of those as possible join the site. So just go to thebigspur.com and become a premium member today.
Let's review the Kentucky game and talk about things to do list with an open date when we visit next Tuesday.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Tony. Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. EngineerSleep.com. Get in touch with him. You're going to love it. Had an awesome nap yesterday with my daughter. We only get the 1 hour nap. Sometimes I'm like, no, I can come back to sleep and get a little more in here. But no. We love it. We love our engineer sleep bed. It is so awesome to see and do. And to have that kind of technology at the kind of price that you got as well. It is thousands of dollars cheaper. It's the best mattress in the world. Get the Today mattress, by the way. If you're thinking about the Costco and the Sam's Club brands, then this is the best of that price range as well. So they have everything you're looking for, the great variety. Check them out, 333 on Pleasantburg Drive. They'd love to talk to you about the WCCP 10% discount. Love to talk to you about the free local delivery, taking your old mattress off, and the 100-night sleep trial. It's engineeredsleep.com. Open phone lines for the rest of the show when you return after this.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Hey, y'all. Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
From tailgate to touchdown, SouthState is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, SouthState is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, SouthState Bank, member FDIC.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
But you see, it's not me, it's not my family. In your head, they are fighting with their tanks and their bombs and their guns. In your head, they are crying.
All right, that is Zombie by the Irish group. What's the name of the group there?
The Cranberries.
Cranberries. She is she? I don't think she's living anymore, or somebody's not living anymore.
No, I think she passed away a couple years ago.
Man, that's terrible. All right, but that's Zombie, right? What we're going to play next is, this is at the last Ryder Cup. Sam Burns is facing Roy McIlroy. And you'll hear the crowd talk about how he's in your head, Rory, Rory. Play. This is awesome, man. At the first tee, before the match. I got to tell you, man, like, that's as good as it gets for me. One of the things I love about European soccer are the chants and the songs. And to see that, the first tee, and Bethpage is going to be electric. If you are not a golf fan, and if you've never watched the Ryder Cup, Friday morning, tune in. I'm going to get you the TV schedule now. Tune in to see high drama in New York. It's going to be absolutely just fascinating. If you don't like golf, I don't care. If you like theater and passion and energy and drama, you're going to love watching the Ryder Cup. Now, first of all, let me tell you about our great friends at Burns Digital Media. If you want to return investment and improve that with your advertising dollar, man, Zach and the team they've got over there doing this great job, and the geofencing is like one of the most greatest technological advances I've seen when it comes to advertising. Talk to about how they can do that. Get with Burns Digital Media. Go to theroarfm.com, theroarfm.com, and click on the advertising tab, and you're going to love what these folks can do to you, learning more about your business and teaching you more about what they can do. It's our great friends over at Burns Digital Media right down the hall from us. Goodbye to see our good friends there. The matches begin at 7:05. I think I'm up saying this. Yeah, 7 o'clock coverage. So we're going to be live from the Ryder Cup during the show on Friday. It will be on 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Friday. So I've got me a good 11 hours of coverage coming up with the Ryder Cup on Friday. And then Saturday, now you got to juggle Saturday with college football. And for you NFL folks, Sunday with the NFL. But Saturday morning, instead of watching Portnoy insult people or Pat McAfee screaming up and down in a chair with a big belt buckle and a white beater on, then you can watch this stuff too. Saturday, NBC, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., 11 more hours of coverage. That's NBC. USA, by the way, on Friday. And then Sunday, the singles matches, noon till 6. So, going to be awesome. Going to be really cool. And I just got a friend, I got a text from a friend saying that I can't believe a buddy of mine's calling you a commie. Actually, call me an expletive commie, because there have been years where I pull for the Ryder Cup, for the European Ryder Cup team. Not every year, but some of those years. Just like their players better. This is not different. Look, this is a sporting event. This is not different than, say, Alabama Auburn. There are years when Gus Malzahn's a coach, and like, well, you know what? I like Malzahn better than Saban. I'm on pull for them. There are years where Tuberville's a coach, and I go, well, I don't really like Tommy Tuberville. I might pull for Alabama. Army, Navy. I do this every year. Like, what does the game mean more? I might like the quarterback more at Navy. Sometimes I pull for Army. Sometimes I pull for Navy. I don't really have a dog in the fight with those games. I guess you could say, as an American, I've got a dog in the fight. But again, if this is a war, that'd be one thing. This is a sporting event. And you know what? There's been times in there where I kind of like their players a little more than I liked our players. And I thought it was okay to do all that. It doesn't make me a commie or any kind of anti-American. I get the sentiment. But I think we got to look at this thing as a sporting event. You know what I can't stand with golf fans is when at a major and you got a jerk like Patrick Cantlay or Patrick Reed coming down the stretch against a really good guy like Fleetwood, and Fleetwood misses a putt and all of a sudden the crowd breaks into USA. USA is like, it ain't the Ryder Cup, man. It's the Heritage or something, you know? Like, what are you doing? It's the BC Open. It's not the Ryder Cup. I mean, do you not listen to the Beatles? You not listen to Rolling Stones? Oh, I'm about to try to listen to Oak Ridge Boys. Those commie Beatles and commie Rolling Stones with their music because it's not American. What? Let me ask you something, buddy. You go to Brazilian Steakhouse every once in a while over there? You eat any Italian food over there? You ever, I don't know, eat any Chinese food or any Japanese food over there? I don't know, man. Like, it's a meal. That'd make me does that make me a bad person that my favorite food is Italian food? Pasta?
Oh, no, you're a commie.
I don't know, man. It's like a sporting event.
Yeah, you can't eat lasagna.
I love lasagna.
I think it's similar to the SEC chant that you hear.
I mean, again,
doesn't make sense to me.
It's a sporting event. I don't know. Can I get a couple more non-football takes right quick before we take the rest of these phone calls?
Please.
Saturday tailgating. Whew. I want to run this by you because Sam and I talk more football tomorrow. So Saturday I went and we had a parking pass in lot one from a wife and daughter that they were going to come later. And they got in there and they couldn't get in because I think someone's getting arrested right there at the entrance. And they kind of blocked it off a little bit, and traffic was moving through, so she had to go through. So they didn't come. So me and Drake went and tailgated with my sister and their group. It's like, I got to introduce the people. Like, hey, how you doing? I was like, good, good. How you doing? Good, good. Where y'all from? Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Business good? Oh, yeah, it's good, man. Yeah. I was miserable. I was 100% miserable. The food was good. I had some good grits. Food was good. It was like, hey, y'all doing all right? Yeah. How's your mom and dad and them? Oh, they're good. Everybody's good. Huh? Kids good? Yeah, they're good. Growing up fast. Boy, time goes. Don't blink, huh? Yeah. I'm the worst chit-chatter ever, man. I can't even pretend to be interested. But you know what I noticed? So I used my sister's parking pass, and it's in lot 6. And we got there probably like 9, okay? No, maybe 9:30. You know, still 2.5 hours before the game. What is it about this? While we're on the idea of complaining. So I turned down a row, and people who already have their tailgate tents out or their chairs out when they have to move because you're coming through, they look at you like, how dare you? Like, everybody's supposed to get here before me because how dare you make me stand up and move my 37 chairs and move my crock pot and have to move my tent over. Your tent's in my space anyway, but like they look at me like, huh? What are you doing, man? You're actually going to try to pay in the spot that you paid it, pay all this money for to actually park your car that you paid for and to go in the game with your tickets you paid for? Like, what are you thinking?
And that's
such an inconvenience. I got to move my what do you call the thing when you throw the beanbag? What is that?
Cornhole.
I got to move my cornhole for you? Because you want to park in your spot that you paid for with IPTE and you're going to the game with your tickets? Like, oh, my gosh.
This guy wants us to move our cornholes.
It's unbelievable.
And it's not an area parking.
Assigned numbers.
Correct.
This lady gave me a look like, huh? And then they – or how about the people that are so oblivious to a car right behind you? I'm fascinated by that whole thing. Absolutely fascinating. 1151 says, thank you for saying this. I experience this almost every game. Clemson fans at their tailgates are absolutely annoying. Well, it happens everywhere. It's not Clemson fans. Texture 1947 said, every time I go to Tiger Park, the people on both sides of me already have turned my space into their tailgate. And they have to move all their stuff, which takes 10 minutes. Texas, I park in lot one. I think you're riding with me. Is it just a crazy, like, just throw the football at your kids and ignore them? Yeah, like people throwing the football. And I think that's great. But, like, there is a car coming. Whew. How dare you want to park in that spot, man? What are you thinking? I'm trying to tailgate. Tex said, Mickey, I don't mind. What makes me see red is people that show up an hour before just to park and then go to the game. What? What makes you see red is people that show up an hour before just to park and go to the game. Really? So they need to get there when you think they need to get there? Yeah, Mickey's grumpy this morning. Yeah? Yeah, I've been grumpy since about 12:15 on Saturday. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Butch is in Fountain End, South Carolina. Good morning, Butch. How you doing?
Good morning.
You doing all right?
Man, Yes, sir. Sounds like I'm doing better than you right now.
Yeah, I'm all uptight about everything right now. How dare me want to park my car in that spot?
I just tuned in about an hour ago, and I just noticed that it seemed like somebody has just absolutely licked the red off your lollipop.
Yeah, well, when my team's 1-3 and my other in-state team that we keep up with is 2-2 and 0-2 in the league, and, man, everything's broken around here, man.
We do got to fix it. You're right. The whole state is in a slump right now.
What makes it tough, Butch, is not that we're 1-3 and 2-2, is that we're preseason top 12, top 15 in the country and had playoff implications, and both these quarterbacks are going to New York for the Heisman Trophy and are like, what? And look at it now, and we're not even through the first month of the season and like, what? That's crazy.
I watch SEC Nation, and I watch it because they're pretty accurate. I don't like the guys that really host it because they never really favor South Carolina. Yeah. You know, they preseasoned them like a 6-6 team.
Might be right.
Hey, I don't know what they got going on down there, but they did.
Yeah, they might have it right. Everybody thinks, and that's in the preseason. Butch, I got to run, man. I got to get a break. I appreciate the phone call. Everybody in the preseason thinks, oh, man, their pickings go 8-4, and I know we're going 11-1, and then you go 7-5. We're going, oh, man, we're disappointing ourselves. We thought we'd be so much better. Hey, Lakeside Lodge, Clemson, what a great place to tailgate. What a great place to eat. What a great place to – I heard someone talk about a Lakeside Lodge experience the other day, and an interesting experience. These things, the food is great. The tailgating is great. Hey, looking for that short-term rental, that place to stay? Do it at Lakeside Lodge. Looking for that great place to go and get a great meal at Lakeside Lodge. Or buy that condo and think about their rental program and how you can make money off your condo when you're not using it. Think about Lakeside Lodge and go by their website and learn more about it, learn more about everything they do. It's LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Delvin and Scott, hang on. Final segment coming straight to you right after this.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Homeowners and landscapers, a fescue lawn with a guarantee is finally here from topdressing.com. You want a dark green, lush, healthy fescue lawn that's the best in the neighborhood? Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com to get the best compost fescue top dressing from your friends at topdressing.com. It's that simple. It's guaranteed. Just call 888-850-1850 and place your order to have a magnificent, beautiful fescue lawn you'll enjoy all year long. Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Easley has welcomed Greer Flooring Center with open arms, and as a thank you, we are offering 12 months same as cash on your next project. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway, or start by using our flooring visualizer at greerflooringcenter.com. Take a photo of your room, and then select different flooring options, and you get to see what it would look like. It makes those nights scrolling through your phone more fun. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
Every decision counts, and IMS makes it easier. From motors and pumps to gearboxes and drives, Industrial Motor Service delivers proven solutions that save money, reduce downtime, and simplify purchasing. Whether you need a repair or a replacement, they've got you covered with clear quotes, quick responses, and decades of repair history to guide the right call. For 35 years, plant managers and procurement leaders have trusted Industrial Motor Service. IMS, your partner since 1989. Visit industrialmotorservice.com.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native.
I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on the Roar.
Fly ball deep right.
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him. Holy smokes.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, my great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, your good friends, Will Clanton, at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, man, love what those guys have done and love the preventive maintenance plan. I have not set it up yet. I'm looking at the calendar. I've got to set up my preventive maintenance plan and get them coming in for the winter checkup. I'm going to do that here. I would encourage you to do it now to beat the rush and get the premium hours, you know, when are the biggest selection times, because as we get into October, November, they'll go ahead and do this. So good and set it up now. Take care of it now. Hey, the Tiger Tune-Up Special, $89. That's $100 off. Love what they're doing in Western North Carolina, upstate of South Carolina. It's my great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Check them out online, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Scott's in Greenville. Scott, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Mickey, did I hear somebody say you got the red licked off your candy this morning?
What happened?
Well, Clemson looked like garbage on Saturday for the fourth time, and I had the most miserable experience I've had in Death Valley in 50 years. Still reeling from 1-3 start from a preseason top five team.
Yeah, so I think the most exciting thing Saturday was the trash tornadoes that developed with all the winds that came in with
I saw that crumble cookie tent almost go up and hurt somebody. They had to hold it down, man. There was debris everywhere, leaves and limbs and flying all over the place. And, yeah, that was dangerous. That was bad.
Yep. And then we had the cops threatening to escort people out of the stadium because they didn't want to leave. So, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what the legalities of all that are.
I asked him, and he said that they escorted them to the gate, put them on no trespass for the day from the stadium only. They can do anywhere they want to in the parking lot, but they get put on trespass for the day if you don't leave during a weather.
Dang.
Delay. Yeah.
It seemed like America,
anyway.
You know, in America, I might be able to fight that a little bit.
Anyway, yeah.
I'd ask for a jury
trial.
I think
they put the team on trespass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they put the team on trespass notice Saturday. Whew. It's brutal. But hey, I don't know what's worse, man. And I've been calling you for as long as you've been on the radio, so you know I'm a tiger at heart to the core.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't know what's worse, man. Is it crying Dabo or pouting Dabo? What comes next? Is it mad Dabo? That's what I want. I listened to that call, or that's not a call, the text-in show last night, and I there's not a press conference today, is there?
No, open date.
Thank the Lord. I'm all for Dabo. I love Dabo. I'm glad he's here, but I wouldn't even speak to nothing. I'd have canceled my show. I'd have canceled everything. We're not talking to nobody. We're getting to work, and we're going to handle some things behind closed doors, and when we come out there in 2 weeks – and we face the Kardashians of the ACC, we're going to take care of business.
Yeah, I'd say here's the thing. Let's shut our mouths and go to work. No more talking. Let's shut our mouths.
We talk for 6 months.
Yeah, we talk forever. Let's shut our mouths and let's go to work and get things done rather than talking about what we're going to do.
Yep.
I don't hear any more about what we're going to
do. So when Tigers lose, then my Cowboys lose to the Bears.
Well, that's going to happen now.
Like rolling me back to the early, you know, late 80s. But, man, sports are upside down because my Braves have won 9 in a row.
I know.
But then I get the news yesterday that we signed Charlie back. I'm like, what are we doing?
I didn't get this news.
Charlie Morton, we signed him from the – he got cut from the Tigers. We've signed him for the last week of the season.
No. Was this a retirement thing or something? I don't know.
I don't know. I hope so.
Nine in a row, though. You've done a good job, man. You've done a good job.
But look at what – we're trying to catch the Marlins. Look at what they're doing. They've won 7 or 8.
I know. I know. You can't catch them.
No. But just when I thought baseball – you know, in August, I said it's football season. Baseball says, hold up, not so fast.
Yeah. And we got pennant last week of the regular season. We got pennant races, got a Ryder Cup, an open date weekend. Comes a good time. Yeah. We get to watch Ryder Cup and baseball this weekend. Hey, let me get a couple more,
I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm
You and I were on the same page with Tennessee. Are we on the same page with Georgia, Alabama this week that Georgia killed them?
Georgia's going to walk Alabama's dog. Georgia is going to take out 18 years of frustration. They beat them one time in 18 years. Number two comes Saturday night in Sprint in Sanford Stadium. And it won't be close. Right, it'll be a double-digit win.
How many are we underdog to bye week?
Bye week's favored by 2.5.
There we go. All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Get it done.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Chad is in Columbia. Good morning, Chad.
Mick, I'm going to break the golden rule. And golden rule is getting mad about what Debo says and not what he does. Mick, I think young kids call it gaslighting. I think he's gaslighting us yesterday. He said, we're not going to win the national championship this year. We've only won it, we've won it 3 out of 130 years. He just constantly wants to remind us, I guess, we were no good before him. So, the point is, nobody's mad we're not winning the national championship, bro. We're mad we've lost 4 Power 4 games at home in a row. Yeah. We're mad we got beat by double digits for Syracuse at home as a 17-point favorite. We're mad because we look horrible. The only person that brought up national title and going 16-0 is this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the one that said preseason, it's a race to be the first 16-0 team. And so, Mick, I know I shouldn't get mad at what he says. We should only, judge him about what he does, right? But still, what's this dude talking about? Is that gaslighting us? I want to get your thoughts. Have a listen.
Thank you. I can see it a little bit. I don't know if he's gaslighting you. I can see it a little bit that they have underachieved through all that. But he's trying to point to something positive, I guess. I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm not even going to listen anymore. I'm tired of everybody talking about it. I'm just not going to listen to any of it anymore. Texas said the Braves aren't mathematically eliminated, but Major League Baseball's got them mathematically eliminated. The texture says that if the Mets, Diamondbacks, and Reds all lose out, then we're in, baby. I know it's been a little bit facetious through that. But with that said, the Reds, Diamondbacks, and Mets, you're mathematically eliminated right now. According to ESPN, you got an E beside your name for eliminated. So I'm going to go with that one. I don't have time to figure it all out, who the Reds and Mets and who everybody has left. But I'm going to go with the E beside your name. That's a letter you don't want. Final phone call. Delvin, thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, man. I don't trust anything Devo says anymore. And I don't know how many times you brought up nothing against God, but I don't know how many times you brought up God into the telecoms. I got God on my side. You don't need God on your side, man. I'm tired of hearing that same old speech.
Well, wait a minute now. You always need God on your side. If loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. Man. But, he's...
I ain't trying to say it like this, but how many times you going to keep bringing it up about God and God? I got God... Man, you need players. Like you said before, you need to change that thing. And I'm against this, man. You say he need to do all that. Is Devil going to be too stubborn to do it? He need to listen to say what they say was saying. They say was right. It's advice. He's going to need a doctor to change. You think Devil was willing to do that, or he going to stay stubborn in his own ways and end up getting himself fired?
I think he's a long way from getting himself fired. But whether he makes whatever changes he deems to make and how that works, I don't think he's – I don't think he's lost his passion. I will tell you this, and here's the way I can wrap it up best. I was talking to a former college football coach yesterday, and he says Clemson has been passively in the portal the last few years, But you can't be passively in the portal. You've got to go in and you've got to I mean, everybody else, you got to tamper. And you got to set things up and you got to be aggressive. And when Mario Cristobal offers an offensive tackle $700,000, you got to go offer $700,000. And I could call me wrong, but isn't that what the Kelly guy from the Chargers is supposed to be in there doing and talking about? Isn't that what the general manager is supposed to be doing? Like, it is time now to say, hey, this is the market, and this is what it is, and this is – you can adapt to it. I don't like it. Nobody likes it. But this is what it is. So you got to go be aggressive in the transfer portal market. And or else that's it. But the good news is that if you are, and if you make the right decisions – then you can turn this thing around pretty quickly. But if not, then you're mired.
My question is Dabo willing to?
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
If he's got stubbornness to do it, you know what I'm saying? That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is he willing to do it?
Yeah,
but
I don't
if
know.
He's not, if he's not,
you
he's
can't
not
go into long. The last 2 years in the running back room looking like it's looked. You can't. You cannot compete in college football at the highest levels and win what you want to win.
You know how Dabo's going to be. I believe in my room. I believe.
Well, but you say that he's adaptive. Remember, he said we're not going to have any summertime visits and they're doing that. You know, they say he won't fire this guy. Well, he fired Kevin Steele, and he fired Thomas Austin, and he fired Brandon Streeter, and he fired Wes Goodwin. I mean, he's fired a bunch of guys. So, you know, if everybody says Dabo doesn't do this, Dabo doesn't do that, well, he actually has done a lot of that. So we'll see, man. We'll actually see.
And what do you think about Bruce Pearl retiring?
You talking about the next governor? Madam Chairperson, the next governor of the state of Alabama.
You mean senator.
Senator. He's going to take Tuberville's place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting he retiring then. If you look at the video, it seems like he does what he's doing, trying to run for governor.
Oh, yeah, he's going to run. He's going
to
run.
Because he got his family in the background, brought his family in the video.
And turned it over to his son and all that. Yeah, no doubt. Good stuff. Hey, Dom, we got to run, man. Appreciate it. Thanks an awful lot. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. 292-3001. Let him help you out. Maybe give you better coverage. Maybe give him better rates. Maybe give you both. That's what I did. I called Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Love Brad Hughes. I trust him with everything we have and have a great relationship professionally and personally with the guy that's the best in the business is Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Skip the music for me, Will Clanton. 2 minute, Joe. What do you have for me over there?
Yesterday, Landry Kiffin, Lane Kiffin's oldest daughter, announced that she was in a relationship with LSU star linebacker Whit Weeks. In my favorite text of yesterday, this is Landry Kiffin announcing her relationship with an LSU linebacker the week of game day is a crazy move. The Kiffin household must be in shambles. This reeks of one thing, the over. To which Lane Kiffin directly responded, take the over. The LSU-Ole Miss rivalry is always interesting.
It is.
This is a turn that I did not see coming. A little bit of relationship drama. Mix with your sports.
That's what sells. It absolutely sells. All right. My 2 minute draw, Eric Newton.com for all real estate needs, Eric Newton.com. We're approaching that end of the Greenleaf. Matter of fact, we might be there now. I've got to check and see of the move in special. But look at Greenleaf at tiger-properties.com, Eric Newton.com. Get in touch with them. It is by far the best in the business. It's our great friends at Eric Newton and Eric Newton.com. Texture said, this isn't a portal problem this year. Sure, maybe running back, but talented the rest of the team. Starts the offseason conditioning program, way overdeveloped, weaker, slower, mentally weaker than opponents, too many choir boys. But the running back room last year was an issue because at the end of the year, you had to move a wide receiver in the last game of the year in a playoff game because you didn't have any depth at running back. So that was a problem, and it's been a problem with at other positions too. You got to have more depth. You got to go in and do those kind of things. All right. Let me thank Dr. Milt Lauder of Amplus.com. Let me thank Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com. Come on, Mickey, give us a smash hot key. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Tomorrow we'll have Dr. I'm going crazy. Got a busy show planned for you. Up next, two of my favorite people, Fax and John. Great job, Will. Have a great day. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. We'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? it seems impossible to find them. But they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-